The names. It is no good to grow up hating the rich. B.H. Fairchild. That boy with nine fingers was beaten mean. Now his wheat shock hair is always flame. The woman from Yellow Horse, her second daughter froze to death in a ditch. And Pete, did you know that slender boy who in the fifth grade snuck a pack of his father's camels onto the recess yard? Remember how he spat and choked and loved every red-eyed minute of it? Near 10 years ago, laid off and drunk in this blasted land of Reagan bankruptcy and corporate farming, he took his little rust and yellow Chevy Love, fishtailing down the gravel road out of Ingomar and fast over Highway 12, where a trucker making time hit him broadside at 80. But you know this. You've made your wise peace, and though I've got no right, I somehow don't care. Why not hate the rich? It's easy, and some days easy's what I need. I lie down in the spring wet alfalfa and hear the wind like water, but then, always, the unraveling clouds shift the sky into blue highway, and the Newman boy guns his truck of dark cloud across it. And when I open my eyes, everything is shattered. This country I call home is, like yours, lost, and my people too are lost, like me. So let me hate with them. Let me sit up at the bar and curse the banker, the goddamn silly designer chaps the new boss man from back east wears. Let me speak the names of the dead and get righteous for at least one more round.